Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. The highest achievement possible for the typical American politician is a zen-like state in which he or she appears to be in vigorous motion doing important things, when in fact he or she is completely still, doing nothing. This became the ultimate goal of politics shortly after the Reagan Revolution convinced all Republicans, most Democrats, and most people that government action is not a solution for anything but is in fact the problem. Despite the enormity of the fraud involved in demonizing all government action while benefiting greatly from most of it, one cannot help but admire the artistry of those who maintain the illusion of trying to help people while not doing anything of the kind. More violent eruptions of inaction than a mass shooting, after which the activity phobes vigorously endorse the concept of maybe one day starting to think about, universal background checks. Which means extending background checks to the mere 20% of gun buyers not now required to have them. Under current law, anyone buying a gun at a gun store must be checked out. Everybody likes this idea, despite the fact that there is no evidence that it would have or would have had any effect on mass shooters, most of whom have used legally purchased weapons. Well, how about an assault weapons ban? By which is meant, apparently, we are constantly getting lost in the weeds of how to define an assault weapon. A ban on future sales of semi-automatic weapons that look military and have large capacity magazines. None of these bans, as so far attempted or proposed, touches the 5 million or so assault weapons already in private hands. No one knows how many there are because we're not allowed to ask. And a national ban on assault weapons instituted for 10 years in 1994 had little measurable effect. Measurable, not claimed effect. Imposing the death penalty on mass shooters. That should work. Virtually every one of them is intent on committing suicide. Or classifying mass shooting as a hate crime, which will stop potential shooters in their tracks when they realize their legacy will be tainted. But the ultimate in frenetic activity while doing nothing was achieved not by a politician but by Walmart, one of whose stores was the scene of one of the most recent mass shootings. The company ostentatiously removed violent images from its displays of video games while continuing to sell the games and guns. There, that ought to fix it. If anyone decided to commit political suicide and actually do something about the gun problem, Australia has shown us how that would work. After a mass shooting in 1996, Australia mandated that all guns be registered, that civilians could not possess rapid-fire or extended-fire weapons, and that all such existing weapons had to be turned into the government for destruction. There was no revolution, and there has been only one mass shooting in Australia in the 20 years since. Another subject that inspires motionless action is government spending. Politicians are upset by excess spending and debt when they are not the ones doing it, that is, when the other party is in power. But if they actually cut off the flow of money to their rich clients will cut them off. And we can't have that. Hence, the brilliant non-solution. A cap on debt that says, after we are in that much debt, we'll quit spending. Honest. Like the serial killer in a bad movie who says to the cops, stop me before I kill again. They don't really mean it. Every year or two, they raise the debt ceiling, the party in power voting for it, the party out of power bleating about responsibility. Meanwhile, the debt goes up, chink-a-ching. In the old days, you could achieve the illusion of exertion by appointing a blue ribbon commission. That was back when a magician could amaze an audience by pulling a rabbit from a hat. The bar has been raised. Today, one must fight endlessly for working families, defend our borders against an invasion of terrified and destitute migrant families, and of course, create jobs. And when we have done all that, all day long, we will not have moved a single step.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.